resident Bill DeMott's life was radically altered when a drunk driver killed his 20-year-old daughter, Carrie Ann, in 2015. He says his two other children are struggling to adjust to life without their sister. DeMott says his daughter could still be alive if the DUI offender had an ignition interlock device in his car.
By the current laws, there is no accountability for this 100% preventable act, and I'm standing here with my daughter because there's nothing keeping an offender from driving again drunk. And there's nothing in place that will keep another mother or father from standing in front of this committee next year.
Lawmakers are considering allowing judges to order Floridians convicted of a DUI to install an ignition interlock device in their cars as a condition of probation. Interlock devices are breathalyzers the driver must use to start the car. The bill also allows first-time offenders who install the breathalyzers and complete counseling to avoid a guilty plea. Representative Cord Byrd says he hopes to incentivize people to choose to use the device so their record can be sealed.
So that they would be able to not report that on, on an employment application. However, law enforcement would still have access to the information such that if the person is arrested again for DUI, that will show up on their record and they will have the enhanced penalties that goes with a repeat driving under the influence.
Meanwhile, lawmakers are also discussing how to treat cab companies and ride-sharing companies developing driverless vehicles. Senator Tom Lee wants the state to bar exclusive deals between governmental bodies and companies like Uber, Lyft, and Sidecar. Deals would be allowed if they go through a competitive bidding process. Senator Jack Latvala says that means taxi companies wouldn't have to go through the same process.
Taxi companies and transportation network companies ought to be treated equally. And, this amendment doesn't provide that, then we shouldn't adopt it.
And lawmakers are also considering adding more specialty license plate designs. Under the legislation by Senator Aaron Bean, the pre-sales minimum required to make the plate increases to 3,000 starting in 2020.
We cap the number of plates in this amendment to 125. Each year, we will eliminate the lowest performing tag.
The bill also requires a plate design for Auburn University, located in Alabama. The measure also creates new license plates for military veterans who have been awarded the Bronze Star or the Purple Heart. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.